Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, 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 there is something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain, kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but then there's something about, I said there's something about, there is something about that name. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. It is good to be on the air with you again. I trust and believe that God has been flexing his power, flexing or showing his favor in your life, that the anointing of the Holy Ghost, or as some people would like to say, the Holy Spirit, that favor gravitated to you wherever you're listening to me from. I want to say hello to all of my followers in the United States, to all of my followers listening to me in Canada, Uganda. Amen. I appreciate you for pulling over, if I can use that vernacular, pulling over from your busy day and coming in on the air with me. I so much appreciate you. Get your Bibles. I want to talk real briefly. And I believe that I believe that this is going to, I know it is. If you read along with me, get your Bibles. Turn to, first of all, turn to 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20. 2 Chronicles, that's in the Old Testament now, just in case you didn't know that. that's in the Old Testament. All right, 2 Chronicles 20:20, and there arose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." You know, a couple of days ago, I should say a week or so ago, I was taking my physical. And the doctor told me to put one hand over my eye. And then I had to read these letters that was on the wall. You know how they go. Have you ever taken a physical? Okay. You know how it goes, don't you? Sure you do. And I began to start from the bottom up, began to read. Now, there were certain, in all honesty, there were certain letters as I began to start off, I couldn't read. Then I had to go up. All right. And then he told me to cover my other eye. And I covered my other eye. began to read. And I asked the doctor, I said, well, doc, why do you, what is the purpose of that? He said he, to make sure that the clients that they serve at this point are able to have, that helps us, he said, know if you're, if you have 20/20 vision. I said, okay. And so I begin, as I begin to, as I begin to read the Word of God like I do on a regular basis, begin to get into His presence today, I noticed that this by this word right here that I just read from 2 Chronicles, if you notice this with me, 2 Chronicles 20:20. Well, in the world, the doctor says that you, to have perfect vision, you have to have what? 20/20. Okay. So God now, the Holy Spirit now, through His word, is requiring that we have prophetically 20/20 vision. We need to begin to see God and everything that God is doing with 20/20 vision. And not only do we need to hear God with 20/20 vision, we need to see God with 20/20 vision, we need to hear God without distraction. In Exodus chapter 5, I want us to read, and I'm going to start from the beginning. Exodus chapter 5. And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. And they said, the God of the Hebrews had met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the desert and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword. All right, I want to talk today with you about the importance of hearing a prophetic word, the importance of hearing and receiving a prophetic word. And I believe with all of my heart that in this season that we're living in, or that we're in right now, because all of us, many people that are listening to me here on the air, but all of us are going through different seasons in God. And with different seasons in God, there comes different instructions, different revelations that we're receiving from God, different dynamics that takes place when we're in the presence of the Lord. Particularly when you're talking about spiritual warfare. I won't get into that part. I want us to look at something very unique here in these couple of verses, all right? Let's go back over this right here. Exodus chapter 5, verse 1. Can you follow along with me? And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord God of Israel. Now, here is two men that God is using to speak to power. I really want to take my time with this because I believe that, this is where you are right now. Here is two men that God ordained to speak to power. Pharaoh was a man of power. Pharaoh was a man that you couldn't just come into and request anything like Moses is doing here. Or that would cost you your life. But I want you to notice, glory be to God, the boldness that this prophet Moses has in the presence of power. You do understand that when God calls a man or a woman of God, and contrary to popular belief, now I'm old school, contrary to popular belief, there is the thinking in the body of Christ that God does not call women. I'm going to say this right here, and I'm jumping off of this horse because this is not where I'm wanting to go. Again, contrary to popular belief, the thinking is that God does not call women in any capacity of ministry. All right. If we went along with that ridiculous statement, I'm sorry, with that statement, right? It's crazy, right? If we went along, though, with that statement, then we would have to, let me say this, and I'm going to get back to the we would have to take out that God is no respect of what? Right. God is no respect of person. See, don't want to get into my, on my soapbox with that. So Apostle Hill I believe in women preachers. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prophetess, if you're listening to me, I thank God for you. Matter of fact, for all women pastors and prophetesses that's listening to me right now, praise God for you. I thank God for you and pray for you on a regular. But God here, now let's get back to this teaching. God here now, he's raising up two men to go into power, to speak to power. That's very, 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 very important because I need you to look at the attitude by which Moses is coming into Pharaoh. He's not coming into Pharaoh, Moses is not coming into Pharaoh nervous. He's not scratching where he doesn't itch. He's not second-guessing his thought or whatever that God told him to say. He's on point and point blank and period to the mission of God. Why is that important, Apostle Terry Hill? That's important because God's prophets always speak to power, legislative dominion, mindsets, culture, rules, and regulations that they cannot be timid with, they cannot patty cake with it. In order to change the culture, you got to go to the king. He that rules the world is the one that rocks the cradle. Speak to that mindset. Speak to the person that has that much power over a region. Because if a whole region is scared of one man that has that much power, the whole region culturally and spiritually you will feel. In other words, when you walk into a region, prophets, apostles, When you walk into a region that you've never been in before, there should be some type of feeling. I call it taking a temperature to that region that you should be able to address as you go in and do what God has called you to do. This is what Moses and Aaron was doing. They went into a culture to be able to prophetically address the systems and the mindsets of that culture. And to do that, you must go to power. In this case, it was Pharaoh. And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel." Now, when you go before power and you stand before power, what you think, how you think, what your mindset does not, it's not even in the equation. Where did Moses get this instruction from? He said, "Thus saith the Lord." Okay, if there was a "thus saith the Lord," Moses had to have had some kind of encounter with God. Where did he have that encounter? On the mountain, absolutely. Absolutely. And he stayed on that, watch this, he stayed on that mountain for how many days and nights? 40. Absolutely. Watch this. Why? To get the mind of God. To get the wording of God. To listen prophetically, specifically to what and how God was speaking. You have to spend, here's the revelation. You have to spend time with God enough to be able to shift a culture, to be able to shift a dynamic, to be able to shift a mindset. And not only am I talking about outside of you, but I'm talking about you as well. We have to go through a shifting. We have to have a different mindset. That's why fasting and praying, beloved, is so important. Oh, I can't. He said, "These things cometh out by prayer and fasting." Now, we could equate, when he said these things, we could equate that because of the situation that he was in right now. They couldn't cast the devil out. Okay, we got that. These things, these miracle signs and wonders that he was talking about at that particular time comes through fasting and praying. But listen, the instrument by which God is using in order to be in sync with what God is saying, we have to go through the principles that God has made applicable. In other words, if Jesus said these kind goeth out by prayer and fasting, then we need to find ourselves on our face praying and fasting. Oh my God. He went in and said to Pharaoh, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel." Don't get it twisted. You are not the God of Israel. They think you are. You think you are. But I come now representing a kingdom, a different one than this one. I come in representing a kingdom's, the king and the kingdom's rule and the kingdom's decree, which is the word of God. And he said, "Let my people go that I may hold a, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness." Now, when he said unto me, he wasn't talking about Moses. They wasn't coming out. He wasn't demanding. Now, I need you to understand, when Moses came before Pharaoh, Moses was not asking. Moses was demanding. Moses didn't come in and patty cake with Pharaoh. Didn't come in and play checkers and chess and Uno with you. I didn't come here to be friends with you. I came here to bring deliverance to God's people, starting with you. Oh, Jesus. And I need you to get the revelation here, beloved. Whatever in this season, glory be to God, I'm about to get excited. Whatever in this season has you captivated or captured in bondage to whatever, God has the power to deliver you from that situation. Glory be to God. Glory. I'm going to say that again. Whatever in this season, you do understand. Finish your statement, Apostle. All right. Whatever in this season have you captivated or entangled or in bondage, God has the power to deliver and to bring you out, never to go back to that situation that had you in bondage again, period. Oh, that's exciting. Watch this. But before Moses could come before Pharaoh, Moses himself had to go through a process. I'm going to say that again. Before Moses can go to Pharaoh and speak to power, Moses himself had to learn God's power for himself. You do understand that when you come before power, legislative authority, governmental authority, we teach all this at the church where I pastor. You yourself have to be convinced with God's power enough so that when you go into this type of situation like Moses went into, you won't be distracted. You're going to be on point, precise, consistent to what God is having you to say or do in this season. When you speak, the whole region, whether it's your workplace, your house, your business, has to respond to the word that comes out of your belly, God's word that comes out of your belly. Oh, kabababababa, Santa Babose. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to say it again. When you get convinced enough of God's power, that was the reason, part of the reason why Moses spent that much time on the mountain. Moses had to be convinced. That's why he put his hand in his chest, in his breast, and it turned leprous snow. He put it leprous as snow, white as snow, and then put his hand back in his breast, and it became normal, natural again. All of this, he had to be convinced of God's power in order to bring 2 million plus some odd people out of 400 years of bondage. He had to receive instruction, clear, crisp words from God himself to be able to go back to Egypt and to speak and bring deliverance to God's people. And God wants to use you that way as well. Don't think it's strange, beloved, that you're having to walk this thing out by yourself. God has been speaking to you to fast and to pray, and nobody's around. What do you do? It's like Elijah the prophet, laying down up under a juniper tree and wanting to kill himself. What do you do when a prophet needs a prophet? I give it a minute, let you think about that. I'm going to say it again. Elijah, you remember the story, don't you? Don't you? Elijah was sitting up under a juniper tree, wanting to die. Elijah the prophet, who did miracle signs and wonders, for now running away from one woman. I don't have time to go to that. But he finds himself up under a juniper tree, depressed, suicidal, back up against the wall. What do you do when a prophet needs a prophet? What do you do when a prophet needs now encouragement? She needs a prophetic word. And then in the middle of him being weak, you know, in the middle of him being distraught, in the middle of his back against the wall, pressure. We're talking about pressure. Him in that condition was not funny. We're talking about pressure. He having to be a prophet for a whole region. And then one woman is on his track wanting to kill him. That's pressure. But then only for God to give him refreshments, if you please, to get back on track, to revive him, to get back on track. Oh, Jesus, I praise you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. He said, let my people go so that they'll hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. He's not talking about Moses, as I stated earlier. He's not talking about holding a feast to Moses. He's speaking for God. This is God's man right here. This is the man of God. This is Moses. Hear me. This is a man of God who, prior to transformation, prior to deliverance, killed a man. Murder. Don't you ever get to the place where you think, regardless of what you did, get you to a mindset that says, God can't use me. I might be talking to some brothers that's locked up behind the walls. I might be talking to some brothers that might be listening to me right now. I understand. 22-year correctional officer. I started out as a case manager. I know about cell extraction. I know about solitary confinement. I know about it. But in the midst of you being locked down, sir, in the midst of you being locked down, woman of God, you could be used of God right there in the penitentiary. Did you know that? God could come down and speak to you behind those walls, behind those bars, and God can bring deliverance to you. And I'm not just talking about behind physical bars. I'm talking about behind mental bars as well. And one is just as dangerous than the other. Are you hearing me? And Pharaoh said, we're going to verse 2. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? Look at the cockiness of this demon right here. Look at the cockiness of this demon. Who is Pharaoh? Who is God? Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. Oh, my time is almost gone. Beloved, I want you to know that regardless of the situations that you're in right now, regardless of whatever transitions you're facing right now, God has the power to deliver you in this hour. Embrace your deliverance. God is going to do it. Listen, this is Apostle Terry Hill. Bless you. Will you leave and write me a note? Drop a letter in the mail. Let me know that you're listening. Let me know that you're out there in Jesus' name. Until I get back on the air with you, this is Apostle Hill. God bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody.